This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sadley. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stick around with us. We've got another great hour of mainstream modern jazz to play for you. I'm continuing my salute to Count Basie, the Pablo years, that the last 10 years of Count Basie's recorded life. We're doing things in the small group setting. We're doing live concerts, and we're doing studio cuts. And I'm going to lead off the second hour with a composition by Sal Nistico called The Blues Machine. This is from Count Basie's album on the Pablo label, Count Basie and His Orchestra, 88 Basie Street. This is a composition and arrangement by Sal Nistico, and it's a real swinger. Let's listen to The Blues Machine. Thank you. Count Basie and his orchestra doing a Blues Machine. It was a composition by Sal Nistico, who played tenor sax in the Basie band for quite a while, and it was also a Sal Nistico arrangement. It was on a Pavo album called Count Basie and his orchestra, 88 Basie Street.
I'm going to play something by Horace Silver from a CD entitled Safari, 1952 to 1954. Doing his own composition, it doesn't really give us who is playing with him, but the name of the tune is Creeping In.
Thank you.
Horace Silver doing his own composition, Creeping In.
Continuing my salute to Count Basie during his Pablo years from 72 to 83, we're going to go back to the small groups, and how can you go wrong with this one? This is a Pablo album called Basie and Zoot. Of course, there's Count Basie on piano, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, backed up by John Hurd on bass and Louis Belson on drums. This is another romp through that old Fats Waller standard, Honeysuckle Rose.
Thank you.
two old pros, Count Basie on piano, Zoot Simmons on tenor sax, doing another romp through that old chestnut, Honeysuckle Rose, written by Fats Waller, and some real great rhythm backup on that particular track by John Hurt on bass and Louis Belson on drums.
I'm going to play something from the Scott Hamilton Quartet entitled The Grand Appearance, and it features two different groups, but the tune I'm going to play features Scott on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan piano, George Mraz bass, and Connie Kay drums doing a Johnny Mercer tune, I Thought About You. Thank you. That's Scott Hamilton on tenor doing I Thought About You with some fine piano playing by Tommy Flanagan.
Count Basie was on, had recorded for about 40 years in 1973, and he probably never played a trio album. And so he cut an album called, for the first time, the Count Basie Trio on Pavo in May of 1974, backed up by Ray Brown on bass and Louis Belson on drums. And of course, when he first broke in, he was noted for his Kansas City stride piano with the left hand working against the right hand. And I think this has some Kansas City stride in it. Let's listen to Count Basie's trio doing a Basie composition called Baby Lawrence. Count Basie Trio, that was Count Basie at his Kansas City Stride Piano Best doing a little thing called Baby Lawrence from his album Count Basie Trio for the first time, backed up by Ray Brown on bass and Louis Belson on drums.
Yeah, when I think of him, I don't think in terms of stride piano. He's kind of minimalist and delicate.
Right.
So it's interesting to hear him play that. I'm going to go to something that is a quintet. Benny Carter and Phil Woods from a CD that's entitled My Man Benny and My Man Phil. They're both on alto sax, backed up by Chris Neville on piano, George Mraz bass, and Kenny Washington drums, doing a tune entitled Sultry Serenade. Thank you. is Benny Carter and Phil Woods doing a tune entitled Sultry Serenade.
Continuing my suit to Count Basie on a Pablo label, we're going to tune to something that was in the Basie book for a long, long time, probably from the late 50s right up until the time he died. It was called Splanky, written by Neil Hefti. This is from the Basie Big Band at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in July of 1977. Let's listen to Splanky. Count Basie's big band doing Lil Romp through a Neil Hefti composition arrangement called Splanky that was in a Basie book for many, many years. And that was the Basie band on Pablo label, July of 77, from the Montreux Jazz Festival in Montreux, Switzerland.
I wonder if we'll play something by Lou Donaldson on alto sax from a CD entitled Lou Donaldson, Good Gracious. The name of the tune is Don't Worry About Me. It features Lou on alto, Grant Green on guitar, John Patton on organ, and Ben Dixon drums.
Thank you.
Donaldson, Don't Worry About Me.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, and we hope you've enjoyed the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz tonight. And you'll join us again next Sunday night on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM from 8 to 10. And we've got time for at least part of one more cut, so we're going to continue our salute to Count Basie with a big band doing a Sal Nistico composition arrangement called Prime Time.